Father, as we prepare to get into your word just a little bit this morning, touch our hearts, touch our minds. Allow me to get out of the way. Father, we want all of you in our lives. It could be challenging this morning having our children come up and we don't know what they're going to do. But it don't matter what they do. We love them, Father. Bless your kids today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give these guys another hand. I want to thank you, Josh, for giving you your time and a couple of your boys there. Oh, that one knows some pretty good card tricks. I'd keep an eye on him. Yeah, he got me. It's wonderful that we can have people from other churches come and be a part of our church and celebrate with us. I just want to make mention, I thank you very much, Josh, and your family for being here. Thanking your pastors for letting you go and come and be here. So we're going to talk a little bit today about Resurrection Sunday is the greatest day in Christian history. Amen. I mean, it's bigger than the Super Bowl with the 49ers playing. Okay, it's way bigger. It's the day. It is our day. The whole world does not celebrate this day. But I think we can pretty closely, safely say the whole world knows what we're celebrating. It's the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we've chose as a church to celebrate this day by dedicating lives to Christ. Can you think of a better day than to dedicate lives to Christ? For some, it'd be the first time as a parent bringing their children in, dedicating their lives to be raised in the love and the knowledge of our Savior Jesus. That's truly what it's all about. The baby dedication and family dedication is more about what the parents do, not what the kids do. It's more about the parents teaching their kids in the way they should go, understanding that there is a Savior that they need to choose. For others, they have made a decision today to be baptized. I'm excited about that. I love baptizing people. What better day than the day that Jesus Christ raised from the dead that you have decided to put the old life down under the water and raise up a whole new life? That's what you're doing today. I'm so proud of each and every one. A whole new life in Christ. As an outward statement of what God has already done inside of you. Baptism doesn't save you. It has nothing to do about salvation. It has to do with what's already happened on the inside of you. You're making an outward statement saying, this is the way I'm now going to live. So let's talk a little bit about baby dedication services. Let's talk about what they mean. Baby dedication services were a very normal thing in a Jewish culture. It was for the male child. It was called a circumcision ceremony, done on the eighth day of the male child's life. It's a Jewish tradition that's still in practice today, and I'm so glad that we're not doing that today. Thank you very much. But I do want you to see how Jesus was dedicated to the Lord by a man named Simeon. It was on the eighth day that Jesus was to be circumcised, and they were taking him to the temple. Luke 2, 25 through 30, it says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, wanting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." I think that's such an interesting statement. The Holy Spirit was upon him. And the consolation is he was waiting to see the Christ. He was waiting for Jesus to show up. And he was getting up in age, and he was so afraid that he was going to die before he would see this come to pass. And he'd been praying that he would be able to see the Lord's Savior. Verse 26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. You know, there's a lot to be said about that. There's a lot of you that are new to us today. You're coming because you're watching a relative or someone dedicate their children or coming to see someone to be baptized. But you know what? Put that aside. The Holy Spirit has drawn you here today. He's drawn you here today. That's why you are here. So where am I at? Let me look here. Thank you. 27. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the Christ Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, they were bringing him in to be circumcised. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Wow, that's incredible. He got to see, and he just knew the Holy Spirit was telling him, this is Christ. This is the one that is going to die for the world, to literally save the world. He knew who this child was. That's an amazing thing. So what is the difference between a baby baptism and baby dedication? Let's talk about that for just a minute. The Catholic Church and some Protestant churches offer infant baptism. I commend them. I'm not putting them down. It's what they have chose to do in their tradition, which is a sacrament that infers grace upon the child to be baptized. And I praise God that the parents are wanting to bring their child into a Christian faith. It's a wonderful thing to see. Parents are believing in God and saying they will raise their children in the faith. But there is one problem that there is with it, and this is, I've seen it so many times. Some people grow up believing their whole life that because they were baptized, their parents told them they were baptized as a child, well, we're already saved. We don't have to worry about being saved. No matter what we do, we're going to heaven. My parents, you know, baptized me as a child. And that's a knowledge that we just can't stand by. We know we can only be saved by our confession of the birth and life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's a personal event that we pray that each of our children will make, possibly because of the commitment you parents are making today. That's what I hope. That because of your commitment to raise them in Christ, that they will make a commitment. It's certainly going to be a whole lot easier for them, wouldn't you say? When it comes time for them to make a decision for Christ in their lives, if they've been raised knowing, certainly it becomes a lot easier. I believe that the seed of the righteous shall be saved. Who are the righteous? You are. You're the righteousness of God if you've chose to make him your Savior. It's a personal event that we pray each child today will possibly make the commitment we are making today to raise them to understand these things. A baby dedication service or family dedication, it doesn't mean that, you know, okay, you kids are a little older. That's okay. We're making a commitment today as parents. For many churches, they dedicate infants and babies and older kids more because of tradition rather than theology. And it's okay because we want our families to have a Christian vision for their children. Amen? That's what we want, and that's why we do what we're doing. We want them to see parenting as a divine responsibility. I'm talking to you parents now. This is what we want you to see. Scripture gives us plenty of word on how to raise our children that we need to impart to our children when living out our faith. As a church, we are committing to stand with these parents in support and prayer to live out our lives in a godly manner in front of your children. I didn't get an amen there. Come on. You know, in a godly manner. in front of our kids, it's so important that we pay attention to how we live and the things we do. It matters. We do it in front of our children as a testimony of God's presence and power in our lives. So let's look at a couple of quick scriptures, and we're going to get on with the ceremony. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 13 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." Thank you. Verse 6, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Verse 7, pay attention. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign in your hand. You shall be on the frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on your doorposts and on your house and on your gates." This is what our parents are supposed to be doing. "So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give to you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewed out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full," verse 12, "then beware, beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt and into the house of bondage." Well, Pastor, we didn't come out of the land of Egypt. Oh, you didn't? You came out of the land of sin. We all did. That's what he has saved us from, the freedom, the bondage of sin that sin's had on our lives. He says in verse 13, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and you shall take oaths in his name." Amen. That baby is only saying amen. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6, 20 through 25, just a couple more. "When your son asks you in a time to come, saying, 'What is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord God has commanded you?'" Your kids are going to ask you these questions. "What does all this mean?" "Then you shall say to your sons, 'We were once slaves to sin,'" I mean Pharaoh, "in Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand." He's brought us out of a sinful nature with a mighty hand. If you guys had only known me, my God, what a miracle. I'm not the man who I used to be. Verse 22, "And the Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe against Egypt, Pharaoh and all his household." Verse 23, "Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us and give us a land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to observe these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Then it will be righteous for us if we are careful to observe these commandments before the Lord our God as has commanded us." Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Okay, we're about to move into a baby dedication or family dedication, whichever it is. I don't care how old. Your kids could be teenagers. And we still dedicate them unto the Lord, because this is really for the parents. Yes, it's time, Sean. Go ahead and get your kids. Yeah, I think Sean's heading down. Sean, and so they're going to know. So all the kids, and I would like to, there's a lot of parents here that maybe you don't attend church here, and that's okay. This isn't about joining the church. This is simply about, as a parent, saying, "I am going to raise my children this way." If you choose that you want to dedicate your children, you're welcome to join us today. Each child is going to get the Jesus Storybook Bible. I just got these in. I'm very proud of these books. It was written by Sally Lloyd-Jones. She's wrote a children's book that takes you from Genesis to Revelation in story form. It's a story form, and it's incredibly beautifully done. These are the things I want you to read to your children, to your grandchildren, and it's a quality book to where your kids hopefully will read it to their kids. You know, 25 years from now, 30 years from now. So when your kids get one of these books, before you leave today, please come see me so I can sign it to your child that was given to them on this day. And we're even going to back up and get a few of those that we got from before, because we want them to have a copy of this incredible book. And we want you to start reading it to them. Nobody said amen. Amen. We want you to read. So anybody that has kids, I know Sean's downstairs wrestling up his kids. Oh, there you are. Okay, anybody else? You're dedicating a couple. Yeah, come on up. Yeah, come on up. And the old kid, come on, Sean. I'm going to bring, if I did one at a time like baptism, we'd be here till noon. I want to go to bed.
Sean.
Hi. So is there anybody else that wants to dedicate their kids? Come on up. Get a handful of those books for me. So as parents and grandparents or whatever is coming up here, I am so blessed. What? Give these guys a hand. Is there any more? So as parents, I have a few questions that I'm going to ask you, and you're going to answer. We do. If you don't, you're in trouble. You won't get a book. No, we do. And then I'm going to ask the congregation. So are we ready, or is there any more that need to come up? Okay, we are ready. We believe every child is a gift from God. Amen, we do. The baby or child dedication ceremony is a tradition in our Baptist church which the parents pledge to raise their child in a godly manner according to Scripture to the best of their ability. And understand, parents, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. Any of you. No, he knows already. But you know, we're going to do our very best to hold up those standards of living godly before our kids. Okay, to the congregation, we're going to be offering prayers and blessing upon each child and each parent continually for the rest of their lives, as long as we can remember them. And we say, that was weak. Come on, we do. Thank you, thank you. Get involved. Okay, to the congregation, our church enjoys taking part of this tradition, and we as a church commit to these young parents a promise to provide through God's blessing for physical, emotional, intellectual, as well as spiritual needs for their children, looking to Scripture and our Heavenly Father for the wisdom and strength to serve them and never use them. Can I get, we do.
We do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so very proud of each one of you. I want to share just a little bit. These two, this is a miracle family right here. I am so blessed. Through tragedy, she's taken these two beautiful kids and raising them as her own. And it's just a wonderful thing to know that she's dedicating them to the Lord. And I'm going to give them each a book. These are heavy little books. They'll last you a lifetime. Before you leave, let me write your name in it, so because I didn't want to do it ahead of time because I would misspell every name. All right. Okay, to this family here, you better give me the whole plan. How many kids you got?
Too many.
Too many? Well, we got a book for every one of them, okay? Okay. Is that enough? Yep. Is there five or four?
Well, Audrey is five, so she's an adult.
Yeah. Audrey's a
kid. Do you want a book to read to your kids?
To
let's give Audrey a book. Yeah. Come on. You will read that to your kids. I am so, this family has been with us since the very beginning, I think, since I've been here, and I'm so proud of them. And I'm so proud of you, little noisy child. You were just wonderful. God bless them. Now, here we have my friend Sean. This is an amazing young man that since I have been here has committed his life personally to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an amazing thing. And now he's wanting to commit his children to Jesus Christ. Every Sunday he still prays for their mother. And I'm so proud of him that he does. And he's doing his very best as a single parent to love his children the way they need to be loved. Yeah, it's emotional, buddy. It's okay. We are so proud of you, and we're so proud of you. And so we're dedicating these children to the Lord. And here's a couple books I'm going to give them to you to hold. And guys, come see me before we leave so I can sign with the appropriate names. Now, who are these here? These are Sean and Isabella. Okay, and you guys are committing as parents to raise them. Amen. We're so proud of you. Thank you, Isabella. You are just a beautiful little girl, and you're welcome to come here anytime you want, okay? And if there's ever cookies in the kitchen, you can have whatever you want. There you guys go. Let's give these guys a hand. Did I miss? Pardon me? Okay. Let's pray over these children. Church, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these parents that are willing to stand up publicly and say, we are going to raise our children to know and love who Jesus Christ is and who he is to them personally. Father, we ask you to bless these parents beyond compare. Help them to keep this commitment to love their children always. Father, and we just ask you to bless them and bless all these children. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you guys. Be sure you come see me before you leave so I can sign your books. Okay. Are you ready, Peggy? Okay. Did you bring a towel? You did. Good. Come on up. Okay. Jason.
Trenton's going to stand in for me because my back hurts. Okay. She's stronger than, bigger than me.
Here you go. So what you're going to do, we're going to move this. Oh, you already moved it. Yeah. When they come up, you're going to be like this, okay? And then he's going to have their towel that he's going to put over them, okay? You're just kind of giving them some privacy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So just stand on the side until they're ready to come out.
Okay. Remember, you're tall.
Okay?
Hold the towel up here like I would.
Is all your people here that's going to be here?
Yeah.
Okay. And Trenton, you can help hold her hand, and I'll hold this side. Because this is a tricky... Here, give that to Jason. He's going to wrap it around you when you come out.
Okay.
And you just step right in, if you can.
Get my balance.
Very carefully, yep. Okay, and then just walk forward, and then you're going to sit down right there. I'm going to get rid of my watch so I don't drown it. Last time we did this, I dropped my microphone in the water, but it didn't shock the person. Totally ruined the microphone, but it didn't curl her hair or anything. But I am so, so proud of you, Peggy. It's Peggy, right? Okay.
It's all right. I answered
that. Yeah, if she just said no, I'd have been like, oh, man. Oh. But I'm old, and it's sometimes hard to remember names like we're supposed to. But I want you to share just a little bit your confession of faith. Don't look at me like that. Just tell us how much you love Jesus and why.
I felt lost. And friends, family kept urging them to come to the church, mm-hmm. that they needed to be here. And we realized we all needed to be here, and they gracefully let me climb in their back pocket and come along with them. Mm-hmm. And I walked through these doors, and it was like coming home.
Yeah.
And my heart opened, and it changed. And I've always believed that God lived with me in my heart. My family was raised in the Catholic Church, but didn't participate a lot in the Catholic Church. And I always felt like I didn't need a building.
Yeah.
And after meeting the people here, being accepted by the people here, the outpouring of love, this is something that I felt compelled that I had to do. It wasn't a choice to not do it. And I told you.
It's God, yeah.
When I came up and asked if I could be baptized today, the last thing I said was, I don't deserve it. But I need it.
Amen. Oh, but you do. Well, none of us deserve it. But what Jesus has done for us, personally, what he's done for you, it's an amazing, amazing thing. I was going to have the worship team come back up. You guys want to come up? Get behind it. And, you know, you can just, when they come out, you can just make some noise until the next person comes back up. Now, let me give you guys a little bit of instruction. When she goes down, we say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we baptize her. When she comes up out of the water, I want you to applaud. I want you to, it means something. This is so important. This marks her life today. She's saying publicly that I am going to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. And you know what, Peggy, you're not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes. But you know what? We love you, and I'm so glad that you have found a home here in this church, just like what I told that little girl a second ago. You know, any cookie is yours. And,
yay,
you know,
cookies.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know your home. You know your home when it feels like kind of coming into grandma's house. You know what I mean? You come home, and it's just like anything you want is yours. And that's the way it is here, and that's the way we want to feel for you. You're going to take one hand like this over your nose and mouth, and I'm going to hold you here, and then I'm going to bring you up. Andy, could you be a backup for me on this other side? I just want to make sure I don't get weak. I'm going to leave you down there. No, no, I'm insinuating that I'm old and weak, and I go, oh, I lost her. She's down there.
Coming back up.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's hold it up like that. Amen. You want to say something more? No? You want me to shut it off? All right. I should lie.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This first step is a big one. There you go. Wrap her up, and if you will go into the kitchen area, the ladies' restroom is all yours.
Got it.
Okay, you can go out this way and right through that door, and or you can go all the way down through, because you don't want to go outside. It's cold out there. Yeah. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Dennis, come on up. Come here, buddy. So proud of you. Come on around. He'll take your towel. Can you get up and in there? Okay, look at that. Spry, like a young man. Is that water cold?
No.
No? Okay. There we go. Dennis, I know that you have made a confession of faith because I witnessed it. He's one of the people that responded to a message. The message at that particular day was, am I really saved? Do I really know for sure? And I think it's time to know for sure. And Dennis raised his hand that he wanted to make sure. He has been an unbelievable part of this church since him and his beautiful wife Lori started here. I'm so proud of him to be a part of our church. He's one of the guys in our men's group. He's right there to help me whenever I need a helping hand. I can't tell you. I've pastored a church for a long time before I have what I have today in our men's group. It's an amazing thing, is it not, guys? It's an amazing thing what we have between one another. Share just a little bit about your confession of faith.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very blessed for finding this church and you, Pastor George, and you've completely changed my life.
That's the Lord.
In a good way, okay. The best way. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for this church, for the acceptance of me and my wife and my daughter. And I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I just love everybody in this church so much. You guys mean so much to me, honestly. Thank you for all the support through Lori's loss and just the dedication today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Today is a very important day. And I want to tell you, yes, we're a Baptist church, but I am a full gospel preacher. I believe in the power and manifestation of the Holy Spirit. If it hits you, let it go and let it out. Because you know what? God is real and his spirit is real. You said to me the other day, I'd like to know more about that. You know what? It starts right here. It starts right here by making this commitment for Jesus Christ. Amen? So do you see how she held her nose? I got to hold this hand. Use the other hand so I can grab on. Yeah, that way I can have a better grip. I got to make sure I get you out of there. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. First, Amanda or Tavi? Come on up. You both of you can come on up here. Yeah, come on up, both of you. Yeah, just get on that side. You gotta wait right here. Okay. Yeah, slip your shoes off. Leave your socks on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, don't slip.
Oh, it's warm.
It is warm. Yeah, come all the way down. All the way down. There you go. Tave, you're a special guy. You really are. The Lord loves you so incredibly much, and I am so very proud of both of you being your commitment to the church. You know, these guys text me if they're not going to make it. To let me know. That's how committed they are. That's just so wonderful for a pastor. Oh, okay, Tavi and Amanda aren't going to make it today. They're traveling or whatever. And I so appreciate you. Do you know your watch is on? Is that okay? Waterproof. All right. Just wanted to make sure. So, Tavi, is there anything that you would like to say about your salvation and commitment to Jesus?
Yeah, well, I'm actually recommitting myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was baptized quite a while back. A little different, but just a recommitment.
Okay.
Here with my fiance, and just wonderful to be part of this congregation.
We are so proud of you. I think you were, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure you were the couple that started coming when I was in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys started attending church, and I didn't even know who you were, and you kept coming just to see who the heck I was.
These people kept. Yes.
Well, I love you guys. I'm so very proud of both of you, your commitment, and this is going to change your life. This marks you're saying in public that I am going to serve Him all the days of my life. Does that mean you're going to be perfect, Amanda? No, you're not. We're human beings. But he loves us, and he'll work through us. Amen? So take this hand and hold your nose and cover yourself. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for these people. Father, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father, we baptize him in Jesus' name. Come on, give him a hand. There we go. Amen. Amen. He's feeling pretty good right there. You just stay right there. Be careful that first step. Yeah, now.
Thank you.
Did you put your stuff in this front bathroom? Or?
Yeah, I got my stuff right over there.
Okay, you make your way, or you can stay here and shiver while your wife gets baptized. It's up to you, totally up to you. Come on around, Amanda. Come on around.
Sorry about that, Pastor.
No problem. Okay, let me hold your hand while you're getting up there. I want to make sure you don't slip.
Ooh, yeah.
Feels pretty good, huh?
Yes, it's nice. Thank you for that.
Amanda, I can't say enough of how I appreciate the commitment you and Tavi have made. And you guys are just starting your lives out together. And what a way. What a way to start off by committing our lives to Jesus Christ. It's an important thing. Would you like to say anything about your commitments or anything at all?
Yes, I love you guys. I love this church. I love the pastor. Thank you
so
much. Yeah. Yes, and I hope more people join. You guys are amazing. Feel amazing. Thank you so much.
Amanda, we thank you. Let's give her a hand again. Come on. All right, Amanda, we're going to baptize you. I want you to use this hand here, up over your nose. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, Amanda. Go get ready. Anybody else? Water's warm. I think that's it. Let me see your towel. I'll dry off a little bit here myself. Isn't that an exciting way to celebrate Easter Sunday? Amen. I would get you guys out of here early, and we will. I want to thank you for coming out and spending your Resurrection Sunday morning with us.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful day it's been. I'm so blessed. And, you know, I want to address something. You know, Dennis and Amanda and Tave, they all, and even Peggy, you know, said, well, Pastor, it's, you know, you were so good. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just an instrument that you have sensed and felt the love of God. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit who has drawn you in, who's making the changes in your life. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for all the new people that have come in. A lot of it because of the Walker family. And this all started, 2 years ago when we baptized your family. And it's just an amazing adventure. So thank you for being part of it. It's all about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great day. Father, we thank you for Resurrection Sunday that we remember. We celebrate you, Father, for all that you had done for a guy like me. Father, I don't deserve one moment of this, but you have given it to me, and you've blessed these precious people. Father, we thank you. We ask them to bless them, Father, and to keep them and draw them back to yourself, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Amen. You are dismissed. God bless you. Hang out.